اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. نجي صلى الله صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. So tonight we're going to focus a little bit on an issue that we were talking about a couple days ago. That issue was, we talked about this process of self-building that we need to go through, and as we said a number of times, and we will continue to mention, this process of self-building, the goal of it is us reaching a point in life where we no longer do anything that's haram. Not that we do it and then we repent. Okay, that's what we are right now, hopefully, inshallah. And some people, they don't repent at all, or putting them aside. That's a different issue. But most of us, what we do is we're generally good people until we make a mistake, until we make a sin, and then we repent. It's a good starting point, but that's not the goal in life. Okay. What we're trying to do is we're trying to reach a lifestyle where that doesn't happen, or at least it's very rare, not as common as it is in our life nowadays. Okay. So that's what we're trying to go through. And there were a couple of tips that we pointed out. The three steps that we pointed out. They're referred to as muraqabah and muhasaba and musharata. And we mentioned that muraqabah means to watch out for what you're doing. So, like I said the other night, there are certain issues that are very clear to us when it comes to muraqabah. But certain issues, they're not too clear to us. Which means we really need to pay attention when it comes to those issues. Okay, when it comes to those fields, we really need to pay attention. What are those fields? One of those fields is us when we talk, the words we say, right? Backbiting is one example of it. Accusing others is another example of it. Now, we're going to go through a story from the Quran. And this is a story that happened during the time of our Prophet. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is furious at the people who we're fine with this accusation being happened. With this accusation being carried out. Please recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajah. This is Surah An-Nur. You guys can look it up if you want. Verse 10 or 11, the verse is about the story of ifk. What does ifk mean? It means a lie. It means an accusation. The story of ifk. This is after a person that was related to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was left alone for some reason. She was left alone with another man. Okay? It wasn't something that she chose to do. It was a situation happened and she was left alone with another man. And when she came back, a group of the munafiqeen, what they said is they started making accusations about this individual. Right? Of course, we know that to be a man and a woman, to be alone, is not encouraged. In fact, if there's a possibility that something's going to happen, it's haram for them to be there. Right? ثَالِثُهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ The third, if there's the two of them are there, the third is definitely going to be shaitan. Okay, so that's clear. In fact, from the jurisprudential point of view, if there's a possibility they're going to have, there's a sin is going to happen, it's haram for them to even sit there. Okay, just them sitting there and being in the same in proximity with each other, that's problematic. Anyways, so this person, she didn't choose to do that. What happened was a situation happened where she was left behind from the caravan and this man found her. Okay, now they came back to the Prophet, and now that they came back, a group of people who, as the Quran puts it, are the munafiqeen, they started making this accusation in regards to this woman. Right? That something happened between you two. Okay. Now, take a look at how the Quran puts it. The Quran never even gets into whether it happened or it didn't happen. That's not even what the Quran is concerned with. Right? whether it happened or not happens, or it didn't happen. That's not what the Quran is. We're going to go through the verses. You see that the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even concerned about that. Right? That's something that if it happens, it's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Because it's haqqullah. It's a sin that only affects them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that's a different issue. Let's get down to accusing people. Why? Because when you accuse people, it's not a matter of you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it's a matter of you affecting other people's lives. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki 'usbatun minkum. The Quran says, those who ja'u, brought this accusation, who made this accusation, what? 'Usbatun minkum. They were a group of you. Okay, so not all of you started this. It was a group of you who started this. Okay, now why is the Quran blaming all of the Muslimin? Why is it taking this serious tone with them? The Quran explains, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. Don't think that if you stand up against this accusation and you say that it didn't happen, it's bad for you. No, it's good for you to do that. If a group of people say something, it's good for you to say that it didn't happen, unless it's proven to you. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم. And this group of individuals who made this accusation, each one of them has their own share of the sin. والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. And the one who had the biggest share, who started it all, for him is عذاب عظيم. Okay. Now, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking this tone with the believers? If a group started it, then why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upset at all of the Muslimin? Right? It says, لَوْلَا. Why is it that إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ, when you heard such a thing, why is it that when you heard such a thing, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why is it that when the Muslimin heard this, why didn't they have husna dhan about each other? What does husna dhan mean? It's very nicely put in Islam. Husna dhan, please brothers and sisters, these principles, they don't make us simplistic. Okay, they don't make us stupid. They don't make us dumb. Okay? Husna dhan means that you, what you think about another individual is a good thing up until the point that is proven to you. It's husna dhan. It's not husna yaqeen, right? What husna dhan means is that if it's proven to you, then it's proven. Then you act accordingly. Then you say, this person did this wrong thing. Right? But up until it's proven to you, what do you say? You say, no, I'm pretty sure it didn't happen. It's husna dhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell you to close your eyes in life and always say, no. If someone comes to you and says, I did this bad thing, say, no, you're wrong. Husna dhan. You're not sure about what you're saying, you know? No, that's different. You see him doing it? No, my eyes are not working. Right? It's husna dhan. What? What does dhan mean? It's a possibility. You have a 75% chance he did it. 90% chance he did it. You're not sure. But there's a good chance he did it. Right? You give him benefit of the doubt. Not when you're sure. When you're sure, you're sure. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, a group of people were the ones who started this whole thing. A group of people said this about her. That's not the Quran's issue. Of course, that group of people, we will deal with them. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Each one of them will be punished for what they said. That's not the Quran's issue. The Quran's issue is not what a group of people here say, what a group of people say here and there. That's not what the Quran is concerned with. What the Quran is concerned with is the general body of Muslims, how they deal with what other people say about the Muslimin. Right? Other people can say whatever they want. One who is a wrongdoer, he's gonna create fitna. That's his essence. That's his nature. He's going to do that. The issue that the Quran has is how you're gonna deal with it. What responsibility you have in that regard. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ذَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why is it that they didn't think good of themselves? Why did they jump to conclusions? وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why is it that they didn't say, unless this is proven to us, we're going to deny it. unless it's proven to us, we're not going to accept it. That individual you're accusing, he or she himself says, I didn't do it. That means he didn't do it unless it's proven. Once again, the Quran is not even concerned about whether it happened or not. It's a different issue. It's haqqullah, right? It's something between that person, the man and the woman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the least concerned in these verses about whether it happened or not. What we're concerned always about is, did it happen or did it not happen? As if it happened, we can tell others. As if it was true, we can tell others. You've all heard this. Someone talking about another person, you tell them, don't say that about him. No, but it's true. The fact that it's true makes it qaybat. If it wasn't true, you're just accusing another individual. The fact that it's true, you can't say it. لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ If these individuals are so worried that this is going to cause corruption, and that's why they're saying these things, why didn't they bring forth four witnesses? If that's what they're worried about, if you're worried about the society, if you're worried about this wrong act that's happened, bring forth four witnesses. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ And this is the part that I was talking about, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not even concerned with whether it happened or not. That's a different issue. If it happened, that person will be punished. That's different. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ If they do not bring their witnesses, their shuhada, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're liars. But it might have happened. Still, you don't have the witnesses. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're a liar. Right? Like I said, it might have happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to live your life by the rules. If you're not going by the rules, in my eyes, you are kadhib, you are a liar. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ لَمَسَّكُمْ فِيمَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ And if it wasn't for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of what you guys had got yourself into, this whole accusation and this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have severely punished you for this. It's because of His mercy that He doesn't do that. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ Very nicely put. تَلَقَّى means what? Means to receive something. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ You may not go around telling people that this, like you may not going around telling people that this accusation. You may not mean to do anything bad. But what did you do? تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ You received it with your tongue. You went around and you said it when you weren't sure about it. وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ And you're saying things that you're not sure about. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا And this is the problem of, I would say, 95% of Muslims nowadays. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا And you take it very lightly. You take it as a word you said, as a sentence you said. And it truly is one word in one sentence. It's nothing more. When you want to accuse someone, sometimes it's one word. Sometimes it's a sentence. Sometimes it's a face you make. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's big, it's huge. Once again, the Quran, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا How come when you heard it, you didn't tell each other, we shouldn't even be talking about this issue? How can we be talking about this issue? What does that mean? When it comes to personal lives of others, the less you talk about, the better off you are. Put aside the situation when you're consulting another individual, or that person is consulting you. Brothers and sisters, that's very rare. It's very rare in our life. When was the last time you consulted another individual because you were going to you're going to marry someone, or you're going to make a transaction with someone, or because you wanted to trust them with something. It happens, it definitely happens, but it's very rare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why was it when this was brought up, you didn't just put it aside? We don't need to talk about it. مَا يَكُونَ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. We can't talk about that. سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a clear and huge accusation. We're not going to talk about it. Very clear a tone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, a very strong tone. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ. As if the Qur'an is saying, listen up. This happened. You guys made a huge mistake. Now listen. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling you, He's advising you, أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. He's telling you not to go back to doing something like that ever. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you're believers, don't you ever dare to do something like that again. وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His signs to you, and He is knowing, and He is wise. And then a very nice point made by the Qur'an. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. What is fahisha? A wrong act that's done. Right? A sin that's done. The fact that you spread the word about a sin that's done, whether it's true or it's not true, doesn't matter. Whether it happened for this person or that person, it was a man or is a woman, doesn't matter. This is a principle in our religion, brothers and sisters. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who like for bad things to be promoted. How do you promote them? When you talk of them so much. When you tell others that this person did this. What happens when you tell another person that someone did something wrong? First time, second time, third time. Fourth time, people are not even going to care. Right? They get used to it. It's normalized. Right? Once you continue mentioning, continue talking about other people's lives, other people's flaws, other people's mistakes, it's going to become normal for people. All of a sudden, that sin is not even bad anymore. People are used to it. The next time that person himself does it, he says, oh, it's common. Everyone does it. Take a look at the Western media nowadays, right? You take a look at the shows. Every show, it's some sort of relationship, unlawful relationship. Do you think it was like that 50, 60 years ago? It's definitely not like that. What happened? It happened, and then the Western media started showing it so much to a point where people are used to it now. It's part of their life. It happens. They say, oh, we move on. Why is this? Because fahisha became shaya among them. It became common among them. Why? Because when something wrong happens, everyone talks about it. Everyone mentions what they think about it, their opinion about it. They discuss it. They try to figure out what happened. The other time I was in the States, it was during it was Muharram last year. Last Muharram. Right? And I got to the airport, and I was held up by customs for some reason. Random checkout. And I was just sitting there watching. They had the TV on, CNN was on. Right? And it was during that, na'udhu billah, the affair that commander had from NATO. The guy, I don't remember his name, it was Petrus or something like that. What was his name? Petraeus? Oh, yeah, Petraeus. What that guy had done, let's say it was a wrong thing he did. Okay. Instead of hiding it and say, okay, listen, this is a wrong thing he did. We're not going to normalize it within the society. That news, that headline, it took the media for a whole week. A whole week. Longer than that? Longer than that. What do you think that is? It's normalizing it. Next time it happens, it's normal. So, oh, we've had this before. It's okay. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Even if something wrong, brothers and sisters, happens, what do? You do تَغَفُّل. What does تَغَفُّل mean? You act like it never happened. You overlook it. I say, no, no, no. No one would dare do something like that. We're going to overlook it. Does that mean that if we see our community, people in our community doing wrong things, that we never deal with it? Yes, you deal with it. You deal with it. But that doesn't mean going around and telling everyone. You're not going to deal with it by going around and making the whole community know that this happened, or making other families know that this happened. That's not the right way to deal with it. So when I say don't talk about it, doesn't mean not to deal with it. You deal with it. You know about it. You know this individual made this mistake. You take the steps you have to take. But going around and telling other individuals, that has nothing to do with dealing with it. Oh, let me warn people. Let me give them knowledge. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Severe punishment for them. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and you do not know. This is a serious matter, brothers and sisters. Sometimes it doesn't happen in this form that it happens when it comes to this story of the Qur'an. Sometimes it's not a matter of accusing someone to have, for example, God forbid, an unlawful intimate relationship with someone else. It's not like this all the time. Sometimes it's other things. Sometimes it's a secret that we know about another mu'min or another mu'mina, and we tell other people. It's a secret that he's told us, listen, you cannot tell anyone else about this issue. We tell them. It's not always as big as this. But at the end of the day, we take it very lightly. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not take this very lightly. It is very big. Serious matter. Please recite the salawat. اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ Okay, so that was one story that I definitely wanted to go through with you from the Qur'an. To understand that this issue is a serious issue. And brothers and sisters, like I said the other night, if you scrutinize your life, and if you look into your life very carefully, you're going to find examples of it. You're going to find examples of it. Okay, this accusation, let me share this with you. Another thing that happens sometimes is us accusing others of doing something wrong because we think that we are stopping them from doing it. It's Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Right? When you know someone is doing wrong, what do you have to do? You tell that person to stop him. That's what we've learned. And that's correct. Okay. But everyone says, all the marajas say, that if you're not sure that this person has made that sin, then it's not wajib for you to do it. One step further, if you're not sure he knows what he's doing, do not accuse him that he is doing it knowingly. And this goes on a lot. Right? A brother says something, it's ghibat. It totally qualifies for being ghibat. Okay, has all the conditions of it being ghibat. Do not sit there and say he did it knowingly. Maybe he wasn't paying attention. I remember we were in a akhlaq session. And the teacher of akhlaq was talking about one of his friends. And he's probably 70, 80 years old. And he was talking about one of his friends And you know that friends, they're very close to each other, so certain things they say about each other, and none of them have a problem with that. And he was mentioning something about his friend, which was himself, another alim. And from his point of view, his friend was totally fine with what he was saying. It's not a problem if he's fine with it. Please recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Some of the people who came to take part in the session, right when he said what he said, they said, "Oh, you're doing ghibat in front of everyone. What is this person trying to do? Is he a bad person?" No, he's not a bad person. He's trying to do what? Amr ma'ruf. He's trying to stop this individual from doing ghibat. But he's jumping to conclusions when doing so. He's not sure about it yet, and he jumps to conclusions. So then he was trying to do what is wajib. He ended up doing what? He ended up doing something that's haram. Accusing him of doing ghibat. Or accusing another individual of doing it on purpose. How do we deal with this issue? You bring it up with that individual in a nice way. Say, after everyone's gone, you say, "You know what you said? Do you think he's fine with it?" And then you take his word on it, brothers and sisters. You don't start arguing with that individual. He says, "Listen, what you said, do you think that's okay?" And he says, "Yeah, I know this individual. I'm sure he's fine with it." Okay. You take his word with it. If he's fine with it, then if he says he's fine with it, that means it's not a sin. Bring it up with that individual. Okay? And see what he says. This has happened to me too many times. Where I've said something and another brother has felt responsible, and that the fact that he felt responsible is great, and I love that. But instead of pointing it out in front of everyone when you're not sure, right? When you're not sure, take your time. You have the doubt, take your time. Bring it up with that individual. Maybe he has an explanation. Maybe the person he's talking about is a close friend of his. He's fine with what he's saying. It's not a problem with him. Don't bring it out in front of everyone and be like, think about it. If I was to do Amr Ma'ruf and Nahi an al-Munkar, right? And everyone's sitting here, right? It's a good intention that I have. And then all of a sudden I point out all the way at the end, "Brother Ali Reza, you skipped your Fajr prayer today. You should pray more." Not in front of everyone. Wait, the number one condition of Amr Ma'ruf and Nahi an al-Munkar is the whole purpose of it. The whole purpose of it is to get that person to stop doing what he's doing. Okay? That's why it has different levels. Right? It starts from telling that person. If not, it goes further. Okay? Now, and the marajis say that if you know telling that individual is not going to help, it has no, there's, you can't stop that individual, it's not wajib upon you to do anything. Okay. Now, if I'm in front of everyone, everyone's sitting here, and in front of everyone, I turn around and say, "Brother Ali Reza, you did this." How do you think he's going to be able to gather himself, and stop doing what he's doing? He's not going to stop doing what he's doing. Now that you said it, it's going to be very tough for him to take your word. It's going to be very tough for him to accept what you're saying. Because you just hurt him in front of everyone. So we need to be very careful when it comes to pointing out the flaws of other individuals. It is wajib upon you. The same way it is wajib. Please recite salawat. Allah, the same way it is wajib upon us to do Amr Ma'ruf, to stop others from doing sins, it is wajib upon us to do it in the way that there is the best chance he will actually stop doing it. You have to do it in the way that there's a best chance he'll stop doing it. And a lot of times, I would say 99% of the times, that means not telling anyone else. Bringing it up with him, himself. Bringing it up when other people are not around, when his friends are not around. That's how you get him to accept. A lot of times you find that, for example, if someone was here, right, and pointed out to me that, oh, what you're saying is wrong, right? Well, if I'm a very humble individual, what I'll say is, yeah, what you're saying makes sense, it's right. I'll take your word. If I'm humble. After I understand what he's saying is true, I'm humble. I take his word. But not everyone is humble. Right? I might not be humble. I'm arrogant. Now that you pointed it out in front of everyone, and I've lost my credibility, now I'm not going to take it. I'm going to insist that what I'm saying is right. It's one of the things that you learn when you go to the Hoza, students of the Hoza. First thing they learn, right? You guys have, you have discussions. When you go to the Hoza, you have discussions. Every day after class, you have a discussion about the class. And the discussion is, one person acts like the teacher. He teaches the lesson again, and the two other criticize him or sort of try to scrutinize what he's saying. Oh, what you said is wrong, what you said is right, right? So one of the first things you start to practice is being able to accept the truth. And I've seen this too many times where in a group, we're discussing something, and the truth has become very clear. Truth has become very clear, but because we've been discussing this for half an hour, it's too difficult to accept it now. I just can't take it. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to insist on what is wrong. We need to pay attention that the same way it is wajib for us to stop others from doing what is wrong, we have to do it in the way that there is the best chance they will actually stop. We mentioned that verse from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking about the Pharaoh who clearly knows the truth. The Pharaoh clearly knows the truth. He's not ignorant. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you go to him, you bring my message to him, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنَا. Speak soft with him. Why? Do you think the truth is more clear when you speak soft? No. Do you think it has to do with the message itself? No. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speak in a soft tone with this individual? The most arrogant individual that lived at that time. Why is that? It's because maybe talking to him with a soft tone will help him with his arrogance. Maybe he will accept what you have to say. But if you go out there and you shout in his face, he's not going to take what you have to say, even if he feels like what you're saying is totally right. وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Fortunately, we went off topic a bit, but the point that we're trying to make was, when it comes to what other people have done, we need to be very careful, brothers and sisters. Personal lives, personal issues. So if it's an issue that's affecting the whole community, if it's an issue that's affecting a number of families, yes, you consult individuals. But you're precise in doing so. You don't disclose information just like that. You don't just sit around in gatherings and tell other people, oh, this is what happened with this person's life. Oh, his son, yeah, his son had this issue. His son has drug issues. Oh, the other individual, yeah, he, unfortunately, he's has issues with his wife. A lot of times we don't even mean to do wrong, but it's the tongue that's working all the time. We need to stop our tongue. So especially when it comes to personal issues, the Quran says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Why is it that when it came to this issue, which is a personal issue, something might have happened between a man and a woman. It's a personal issue. Why is it that when it came to this issue, you didn't sit there and say, we shouldn't even be talking about this. Categorically, let's put it aside. We don't need to know exactly what happens in other people's lives. Believe it or not, it's not going to affect us. So please, we need to understand that distinction. If it's something that's affecting the community, yes. But 99% of the time, brothers and sisters, it has nothing to do with the community. It has nothing to do with other families. It's just sometimes we're curious to know about other people's lives. Curiosity is not good all the time. It can get you into serious trouble. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. This is one of those wajibat that we easily overlook. And inshallah, if we are able to scrutinize our life, pay attention to the words and sentences we say, we'll find that this does sort of happen in our life. At least majority of us, it happens in our life. And inshallah, we need to stop it, inshallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to be amongst the true muttaqeen. We also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, hastens the return of our 12th Imam. And we also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees our brothers and sisters who are in pain and agony and helps us understand our responsibility that we have, especially on the day of Quds, inshallah. Please recite Allah's salawat.